The Gemara was very, very bothered. Why Bava ben Buta would have given Hordas this Eitzah for him to get some form of a tikkun? Didn't he learn from Daniel? Daniel gave an Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar, and he was punished for that. What was the punishment? So the Gemara says either the punishment was Shechatchu Migdulasai, or the punishment was Deshadyu Leguva Da'aryavasa. If you look at the top Tosfos on the Abdallah Amad Aleph, Tosfos tells another version of what the Oynish was to Daniel. Lefi Targum Shal Achashverosh. According to the Targum of Achashverosh, Nenash Harbe, he was punished very, very severely, Shenerak. And that severe punishment that he had was that he was killed. The pasuk says, "Vayagidu l'mardcha es divrei Esther v'laykasav hasam hasach." L'fisha hargoy Haman al shahoye meishu dvar ben Esther l'mardcha. Haman knew that Daniel was the middleman between Esther and Mardchai, and Haman went, and Haman killed Hasach. Now, Tosfos says, "Umiu gemara shalanu enei Tosfos kain." The Darshinu begemara daf tesvav and malaliv vaasach lehechan holach, and it doesn't say he was killed. Umefarish l'fisha emeshivan ala klola ayin shal. But the bottom line is, Tosfos quotes a targum shal Achashverosh that says that Daniel Hasach was killed by Haman. The truth is, this Targum Shel Achashverosh is also a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Nun, and according to Kama Chazals, Daniel was killed by Haman. The truth is, Ein Kan Hamakom Laharech, but the Chassam Sofer, in many drashas, talks about this inyan. And it's really very interesting, because when you think of the Purim story, and we've heard it, I think, quite a few times, you don't think of Daniel as playing a huge role in the Purim story. But in the drashas from Heilige Chassam Sofer, Daniel plays a tremendous role in the story of Purim. One of the things that you have to be the Chassam Sofer to say, and this is in one of the Zayin Adar drashas. If you have the new drashas, it's in Chelek Gimel. It's page Kuf Mem Vav. If you have the old drashas, it's Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Tor Beis. The Chassam Sofer says that we know that the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah gives two potential reasons maybe why the whole Purim story happened. One is Mipnei Sheshtachvu Lutzalem, and the other reason is Mipnei Shenenu Mesudase Shaloisei Rasha. Right, there were two very big averas, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the Talmidim, they had a whole shakla b'tayr. Which one was it? Was it the fact that they all violated Avodah Zarah on some level, they bowed down to the Tzalem of Nebuchadnezzar, or is it related to the fact that they were Nenu Mesudas Achashverosh? So listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. V'hine, hoya arigas Daniel tzorich lahanes. The miracle of Purim could not have happened had Daniel not been killed by Haman. Lefasher im ha-samach men. Because he had to make a shtickle pshara with the samach men. Al derech, based on the oimik of a gemara, mesech this bracha samach beis on the days, that says, tul harav shabahem. Sometimes you have to take the greatest yid and throw a shtickle bone to the samach men in order for something to play itself out. And in order for the Purim story to happen, and in order to calm down and on some level appease the samach men, what was necessary was to give a little bit of shoychet. Right, what comes to mind is the Ramban by the Sar Lazazel, v'chulu v'chulu. But this was the only way that this was going to play itself out. And what was the matana? What was the gift that the Samach Mem got? The gift was Daniel. Ubazeh, says the Chassam Sofer, nistakle Esther, vehevina, she'ikir agzeira hoysa, mishum hanasa misudasa shaloysa rash. And when Esther saw that, she chat, she deheard in a very, very deep way, that the chet that must have caused the whole gzeira of Purim was the fact that they were nene misudasa shaloysa rash. Listen to this goyness. Ki le'inyin chet avayda zara. Esther made a cheshmet. If the chet that was causing the whole gzeira was the chet of Avodah Zarah, then hayu mardchai harav shebehem. Then the samach mem would have taken mardchai, and Haman would have killed mardchai. Why? Why was he the rav as it relates to this inyan sheshtach v'letzal and poshet? Shehu hemit atzmoy mebliv l'shtach v'yis l'hamah. She'osa atzmoy Avodah Zarah. Because u mardchai is lo yichrav l'yishtach v'yis l'hamah. He's the only one. Daniel, it sounds like. It was only Mardchai. So he's the Rav. So he would have taken Mardchai. Ach, le'inyan achila sudasa shel oisei rasha. But as it relates to sudasa shel oisei rasha, who is the Rav? Hoya Daniel Rav. How do I know that? You gazar al piton shamnam v'yeinam ayin avoydazar daflam v'bavam al aleph. It was all the gzeris of Daniel. So when Esther saw that, who did Haman kill? Haman kills Hasach, who's Daniel. She chapped in. It must be al derech tula rav. This is mamash ruach hakodesh. It's al derech tula rav shebehem. If it's al derech tula rav shebehem, must be Daniel's drach. Why is Daniel drach? Why not Mordechai? Oh, that's the hachra. Must be that the oimik of what's going on over here is this whole zera is mipnei shenenem esudos shalois rasha. Because if neishas dachel itzelam, it would have been Mordechai because he was the one that was layerchav leishdach. But ayin sham in his drash is what he tuzayv. It's not Purim now, but ayin sham in his drash is what's going on over here. The bottom line is, it's not shayach.